Thank you very much for being here. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm going to present a project that was done by two of my students. Devorah and Jackie at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, and they did a summer project to do evaluation of the infant mortality in villages that are served by a Jamke project in India. They had on-site mentors that did a tremendous amount of job, and I basically had an opportunity to today because these guys were not here. Is that, you can't hear it?
Okay.
A little tall for this. And they have done the job. I mean, they have done the collecting the data, analyzed it, and just presenting because they couldn't be here. They got stuck back in New York, so we're going to this presentation. So there's no financial interest or conflict of interest to disclose today. Infant mortality rate, obviously, is one of the best indicators of the population health. Seems in India, it says we had an opportunity to actually go some of the slides previously, and it's very nice actually to set the tone for it. It's to be around 48 per thousand for live births. And since 2000, Indian government have paid more attention to go after this and decrease the infant mortality rate to a lower degree. JAMCAT project is located in Maharashtra, which is the central India, and the project, it's very famous. I think many people in this room hear about it or heard about it before. Started in the 1970s by Dr. Zarolis, and the point really was to start having a comprehensive rural health project and to do health education and improve the health of the population. Some of the strategies to decrease the infant mortality to improve the health of the population has been through empowerment of the community. And through the work of the village health worker, community health worker, they go door to door and do the health education and provide the different services for the population. Women's self-help group and farmers clubs and different type of group that community get together and they try to improve their health status. To decrease the infant mortality rate, the emphasis was health education to moms and try to improve the overall health right after the delivery. The infant mortality rate decreased in the areas that is covered by JAMCAT. Well, one thing I have to say is that the JAMCAT obviously is a township and has got different villages around it, multiple villages around it. But the project does not necessarily support all of those villages. It's a project supports around 20-25 of the villages at this moment. They started from, I think, 20 and they went up to 176 of the villages around, and then they scaled it down over the last 40 years. So some of the data are for overall JAMCAT project, and some of them it's for the overall area of the JAMCAT. Infant mortality rate decreased from 176 per thousand live birth in 1970 when the project started to 24 per thousand live births in 2004. But obviously there is significant improvement over the last 40 years, and by the current criteria they are doing better than the national average in India, and definitely better than the central in India in terms of the rate of infant mortality rate. But still, the question from the JAMCAT project was, what else we can do to improve this rate? And they requested that the students in the Mount Sinai Global Health Project to help them with the evaluation of the causes for mortality rate so they can have a more targeted program to reduce it. So what the student did, basically, they applied the verbal autopsy surveys, so they use the WHO verbal autopsy survey, and there's an adapted form, a shorter form of it, and they use that. And it basically has got an open-ended description of the period that leads to death for infant. And there are some series of questions that gets to that point. There's a difference between neonatal and post-neonatal questions, and some of the questions you can see in the slide really relates to the complication at the time of delivery or birth. And if the baby cries at birth, the type of the breathing that they have right after delivery, and if they had loose stool, they had rash, they had fever, or the fontanel was false. These are just examples of those. They picked four villages for this study. These villages were kind of a more removed comparatively to other villages that were supported. And the idea was that for them to, because they had issues with access for village health workers to those villages, they wanted to really target those villages. So the data really was necessary for them to have those data. So they identified the number of the infant, the specific cases of infant mortality from the records that the village health worker had, and they went to the household and applied the survey. If the mom was there, they started with mom. If there was no mom, the grandma or any person, adult person who was present during the time that the death happened, and basically applied the survey to them. So overall, they had for these four villages over the last 10 years, they had 27 infant deaths over the last 10 years in these four villages. Obviously, the villages, I'm not sure about the number of the household in these villages, but a specific one, but range somewhere between 25 to 30 to around 150 households, something like that. The minimum age for the participant who responded was 15 up to 65, the maximum age. 17 of them, of these 27, were moms, 6 grandmoms, and actually village health workers were present during the time, so they actually were able to find those folks and get information from them, and one of them was father. So you can see in this slide the total number of the birth by year per village, and these are four villages over the last 10 years. And then on the table at the bottom, you can see the difference between 2000, 2005, 2000, and then from the period of 2006 to 2011, when this study was done. So the total number of the, if you look at the rate, you know, rate's almost the same, it slightly has changed, increased a little bit between 2006 to 2011, but essentially the rate is the same. In general, around 55% of them, they had the death during the neonatal, first 28 days, and the ratio from male to female is 13 to 14, almost equal. And predominant cause of death was prematurity and respiratory distress. We're going to go in details. Condition that led to death for these cases, 27 cases, were premature birth, fever, cyanosis, and fetal distress with meconium staining, moderate Rh and blood group negative Rh blood group, pneumonia, congenital heart disease, and 7% were unknown, and 3.7% tuberculosis and anemia. So type of the care that the family sought for the before the infant death was some of them, they only self-care from traditional healers. And then private physician, there are private physician that is in township or in bigger villages, so they move to those. And as you can see, there are some of them use also additional sources. I don't have a breakdown for what additional they have, but for the project site, they have hospital and they have the clinic from the project site. So CRHP really means the clinics and the hospital of the project site. And the village health workers, like primarily, they really got care, sought care from village health workers. Location of the birth, 8 of those 27 were at the hospital, and the rest of them, majority of them were at home, and a couple of them, 4 of them, during the transport to either a hospital or a clinic. One of the issues that during the open-ended question and qualitative assessment of the death happened, it had to do with the way that they cleaned the baby after the birth, or the period of time they didn't actually clean the baby, and the type of the restriction in terms of what type of food and what kind of other food they could actually give, not give to the patient, to the baby. And obviously, they didn't really use potentially the facilities that could help them, and they were at least were available. Obviously, the access was an issue because these are villages, and they have a problem with access. So they, to get a better sense of a kind of comparison, because obviously they didn't have a comparison, an area that was not supported by the CHRP. So they look at the infant deaths in the hospital for this township of Jamka. So these are obviously not just for a project, for everybody else. Every baby who comes to, infant comes to the hospital and dies in the hospital. So 20 of those deaths from the project villages supported by Jamcat project, 36 were from non-project villages, and 18 from the township of the Jamcat, and 3 of them were unknown. So 63% were male, so a higher rate in the hospital death in infant, and comparatively to women, and the average rate was 7 deaths per year. This is the data from the hospital. Cause of a death in the hospital was prematurity, so it's almost equal to one death in the Jamcat project. Respiratory distress, 22%, pneumonia, septicemia, low birth weight, and you can just go down the list. The main really difference was the lack of septicemia in the definition of wearable autopsy. It didn't come out of the wearable autopsy from the moms or a family member that were surveyed or asked the question, because they just didn't know how to describe it. The description was different, and they couldn't pick this septicemia from the verbal autopsy. I don't have an exact number, but the number of the births, total number of the births between 2006 to 2011, comparing to the 5 years before, has decreased. But the rate is almost the same. So, as you saw, it was 3.2% versus 2.4%. And the rate seems to be slightly better than overall in Southeast of Asia for 2011. It's a comparison. And I talked about just lack of just septicemia in comparison to Britain Hospital and the project site. Recommendation that they had, and this is really with the input from the Jamcat project, and again, this was initiated and requested by the Jamcat project, and they're doing a significant amount of work in the community. They really wanted to emphasize getting more. As you saw in the slide, a lot of them really didn't actually go to the village health worker. They went to the private physician. And then when I actually looked at the data, was that they had the availability, they knew about the village health worker, but didn't actually reach out to the village health worker. So they thought there was probably some work to do to put them together. Certainly regarding the care after the delivery for babies and some of the misconceptions that the community have in terms of cleaning or feeding the babies. And perhaps a better education to describe what are the causes of the death to the families and overall, so they can actually detect some of the danger signs and then do appropriate response. Significantly, obviously, we have seen, at least comparing to the national rate in India, certainly the Jamcat project and applying this comprehensive rural approach helped to decrease the infant mortality rate, but there's still room to improvement. It seems to be an emphasis on education and providing better access for the, especially for the villages that they have, they are more remote areas. There are obviously some limitations. You know, the number of the deaths were really small, 27 over the last 10 years. So we're not necessarily going to portray and a good picture of it. Maybe if the sample size could be bigger, obviously it's going to give us a better information. We didn't have a control. You know, we could really get data from the control villages that were not supported by Jamcat and do that, but we were unable to do it. It was not a part of the project at that time, maybe for next year. And certainly I want to thank Dr. Aroli's and Dr. Prem Kumar, who helped to develop the survey and helped the student to do the job.